Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports on the fishing for you, and also we have a lengthy interview that I've run before, but it's very interesting, with one of the old original river rats, Dan Gapa. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Players Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come into Hayward Power Course now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the number one off-road lineup. Got work to do? Haul more people, more cargo, and get more done with Ranger, the world's hardest working, smoothest riding utility side-by-side. Handle anything nature throws at you for the legendary Sportsman, the best-selling automatic ATV of all time. Or experience the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility in a high-performance RZR. And live life without limits. Get rolling at Polaris.com or see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, and online at HaywardPowerSports.com for rebates up to $2,000.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and in as co-host is Art Malin, and we've got Desmond Bennett in here. And good morning, Art.
How's it going?
Good morning.
And you know, talking about a bunch of things, this is going to be a show talking mostly about river fishing a lot. And we've seen some pretty good fishing all summer long. It's been kind of sporadic. It's been up and down. I've had different reports. And, you know, people that want to spend the time out there are catching fish. If you're not out there, you're not going to catch fish, obviously.
I think the other thing that's happening right now, John, I'm not seeing the number of fishing people that I usually see this time of year. And I don't know why. On our lake, I don't see that many people fishing. On Grindstone, we don't see that many people fishing. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just the weather's been inconsistent. Once it gets hot, people just don't necessarily go fishing.
I don't know what it is either. I do know that, you know, Joe Bucher said this on another show, there's three things consistently to catching fish. And one is knowing something about the fish and where you should be finding that fish. And two is the effort. You can't catch fish if you ain't out there. And three is angler skills. And the biggest one that I see is angler skills, what it feels like to get a bite and how to work a musky bait, how to do figure eights. All that stuff is all important.
Boy, is it. Yeah. It took me a couple hours just to master doing a figure eight.
You know, I never did a full figure eight every time. I did a big C. I felt the big C if there was something following, and it suddenly goes a different direction. Yeah. Generally, that's when a muskie would hit it. I've had them follow on figure eights in Lake of the Woods five times. Finally hit the fish with my rod.
Yeah. Well, you know, with them new longer rods now, the figure eights are getting to be more productive because you can get it down away from the boat. Let's talk about a couple things. We talked about a little bit about the summer fishing. That's been pretty good. A lot of food out there for these fish to eat right now, Art. It seems like we've had a bunch of bug hatches and some really big middle hatches all summer long.
I'll tell you how good it is. The wardens observed an elderly angling person catching and keeping 47 bluegills on Lake Onalaska, and the daily limit is 25. He accompanied him home and discovered 2,066 gills, 418 perch, and 88 crappies. He admitted doing this for 20 years. A record search showed he had been ticketed 7 times between 89 and 2011. Now listen to this, John. He was fined $24,000. His license was revoked for 12 years. His bait was confiscated. Later, prosecutors decided to lower it to about $10,000. But it tells you something about people who consistently are doing this, John.
Yeah, and why do they have that many fish in the freezer? You can't eat that many fish.
Unfortunately, there's a story out of Minnesota just a couple days ago. A couple caught with 253 crappie in one day, I believe.
Yeah. You know, and when you start getting up to where you got, you know, hundreds or thousands in the freezer, you can't eat that many fish. Let's talk about the summer fishing here, late summer fishing. And I want to get more into the river stuff, Art, a little bit. You know, the rivers start to get low. And we talked about that a little bit on last week's show. But the rivers start to get low this time of year. Not a lot of people go out because it's a little more difficult to paddle or canoe down the rivers because you got to get out, walk through the rapids and stuff. But it really does start to concentrate the fish and make some really good smallmouth fishing.
I think what they're doing is they're concentrating because the water's in some holes. You look for holes. I always look for bends in the river. Or, you know, sometimes you'll have a rapids, and below the rapids, you'll find fish right in there. But the point is, they're changing their attitude and what they're feeding on right now. Surface baits seem to go gangbusters, small surface baits. You don't know what you're going to catch.
Well, yeah, you know, surface baits are a blast. And actually, when you get them in them holes, just about anything you throw in there, they'll jump on, it seems like.
Yeah, I've had that happen. They'll even go to daredevils, John.
Yeah, and a lot of fish in there. It'd be a lot of fish. And Desmond, he's just chomping at the bit, wanting to get out there with that kayak in one of them river spots.
Oh, I would love to get out with a kayak in one of those river spots. Just a matter of finding the time.
I can show you a couple of them, too. Anyway, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. When we come back, I've got an interview. It's a long interview, 2 parts. It's with the old river rat himself. I've read it before on the show, but it's a really good interview with old man Dan Gapin. Very interesting gentleman, and lots of good information about catching fish in rivers. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Save on Tracker boats and get up to a $1,000 Bass Pro gift card at Hayward Power Sports. During this sensational summer boat sales event, we can add additional discounts beyond Tracker's national pricing. Get a 2018 Tracker Targa V18 walkthrough with 150 horse Mercury 4-stroke, trailer, and travel cover for just $29,999. Or with 20% down, payments of $266 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, an industry-best 5-year warranty. Get your Tracker today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's show with myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin, along with Desmond Bennett. And Art, that name's been around for a long time, old Dan Gape, and he's 80-some years old. I mean, he's been there for a while.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, and he's been a river rat. That's what he's done. And so let's hear that interview. We'll start off with him and get some good information and some tips on catching fish from rivers.
We're talking to Dan Gape. And Dan, you've been in the fishing business a long time. I remember doing sports shows when you were there years ago, going back 20-some years. You know, you come up with that. What was the first lure you had? It was Ugly Bug, I think, wasn't it? Or...
Yeah, the Baitwalker was the first wire sinker rig that came out. That was... came out in 68, but my dad was the originator of the muddler fly, which is the largest selling trout fly in the world. And we major in flies. It's our base business, the company. But we came out with a new fly called the Flick Fly. It's got a tail spinner directly off of the fly. Now, the exciting thing about this, maybe not to some of your listeners, because they'll say, oh my God, Gaping, what are you talking about? This catches carp and suckers.
What? On that lure? Yeah,
on that lure. It's the first artificial to ever hit the market to catch rough fish. And it does it consistently. So we field tested this for, we just brought it out the 1st of January this year. And it's got a tail spinner. We make it in about 18 patterns now. But they've got them at Hayward Bait and Tackle. And, but... I'm excited about it because you can use it on a fly rod or you can use it on a spinning rod, either way.
And you still make a lot of other products,
oh,
I know,
sure,
too.
Sure, we still make the Ugly Bug. We sell 150,000 to 200,000 Ugly Bugs a year. And funny, it's just like women's clothing. It comes back in fashion. The Ugly Bug has come, it's sort of rebounding. It's coming in the last 2 years, sales in the Ugly Bug have skyrocketed.
Well, you were kind of known for river fishing for a long time, more than anything else, weren't you?
Yeah, that's my forte, as they would say. I love to fish rivers. It gets me away from all the boats on the lakes, and I love fishing rivers.
You know, we've got so many places to fish in rivers that are virtually untapped. Even up here in northern Wisconsin, there are some people on the rivers, but everybody goes out on the lakes, so not as many people on the rivers, and there's good fishing there.
Yeah, I find that river fishing is exciting because you catch all the species you catch in a lake, and even more so. And river fishing, once you learn to do it, it's really easy. And you can water surface the boils and the current, where the current cuts are and everything. 2 years ago, or no, 1970, no, 19, no, not, not 19, 2011, Annie and I were on the river. She's incidentally, Bobber Annie's a really good underwater photographer. And we discovered a place called a zone. And zones are, we call them zones. They're the biologists call them benthic zones. But they're a stagnant area of water that's right in the middle of rivers or out at all over. They're in reservoirs too. But they hold all the bait fish in the summertime. The food goes there, and so goes the walleyes, and so goes the bass, and so goes the rough fish, and so on. They go into these zones. It's a stagnant, there's no current down the bottom, and they can be 20 feet long and 2 feet wide, or they can be 20 feet wide and 15 foot long. Or they're just all over the river systems.
Just a root, you think it's a current thing, or is it an oxygen thing too?
There's absolutely no current down there. No current at all. And what it does is, you know, fish, if you look for fish, you got to find the food that they're feeding on. They'll go to the food, and that's what's happened in these zones on the, they call them benthic zones. I've done several articles on them, and I'm, for Midwest Outdoors, I did last year 3 articles on them, and this year we did 3 more. And this benthic zone is exciting because for years I've been telling people to cast upstream, retrieve downstream.
Right.
And what I was doing, I was telling, for instance, an Ugly Bug, it pivots out of rocks. It's virtually snag-free. And what I was telling them, by casting upstream and retrieving downstream, they're getting down into those benthic zones that I didn't realize were there before. Annie's underwater photography found it, let's see, it's about 7 years ago. And it's just amazing the number of fish that are down, and big fish, big walleyes. that are in these benthic zones on the river bottoms. And they can be 2 inches deep, they can be 8 to 10 inches deep, but they're a fish holding structure that I didn't even know about. And I didn't discover until my late 70s, I'm finding something new, teaching old dog new tricks, you know. And these benthic zones are just incredible. If anybody's interested in, we've got a brochure coming out on, and all they have to do is go on our website, www.gapin.com, or go call on our toll-free number, which is, Annie, what is our toll-free number?
877-623-2099.
Okay. So they can call in and get one of these brochures, and it tells them these river zones are the most impressive thing I've ever found.
It's kind of interesting, because one of the things that basically I learned as a kid growing up in southern Minnesota and fishing a lot of rivers is that one of the primary things that you want to pay attention to is current breaks and things that break the current, because these fish, they don't want to spend all their time fighting current. They try to get out of the current, and you're saying there's an area out there, a water layer, that doesn't have that current.
Yeah, it doesn't have. And why it forms, some people say, well, it must form because of the rocks on the bottom. We fished the Wisconsin River, and the Wisconsin River has these benthic zones right over the mud flats on the bottom. They form because I've come to the conclusion that they come because of the pressure of the current going over the top of the water, the depth of the water, and the pressure of the current creates, and they create these, there's a stagnant water area down there. The fish sit in them, and they don't do hardly any finning at all.
Do you think that's something that exists in just about every river?
Yeah, in any river in the country. We've been field testing it for over 3 years, and we found them all over. We were out in Pennsylvania in the Susquehanna. Susquehanna had them. The Tennessee's got them. Mississippi's got them. Little Elk Rivers and all the small creeks that are in all of these rivers. These benthic zones are on the bottom, and usually they're offshore. And it's just an amazing thing. But they're holding fish. When people go down a river in the summertime, oh, I can't catch anything. Well, they're fishing the shoreline. If you ever watch guys go and fish the rivers, they're always casting at the shore. The fish have moved off shoreline. And our walleyes up on the Mississippi where I live, they will come off the shoreline about the middle of June. And they go into these zones out in the sometimes the middle of the river, sometimes a third of the way across. But Annie and I discovered it in her underwater camera one day. We were looking to film walleye strikes and bass strikes. We went the middle of July after we'd been up in the same spot on the river earlier, about 2 weeks before, in 6 feet of water. All of a sudden, they're gone when we come back 2 weeks later. Where did they go? So I said to Annie, let's go across, leave your underwater gear down, we'll go across the river. About 150 feet offshore, 50 yards offshore, we found, here she said, look at the underwater monitor. And here they were. There were schools of walleyes lined up.
Huh.
So we anchored above them and cast down to them and worked them.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. And we come back, we'll have the rest of that part of the interview with Dan Gapin.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Murray, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And we're going to jump right back into that interview with Dan Gapin.
Yeah, I know rivers is a fun thing to fish. I mean, most every kid in the country learns to fish on a river, I think, almost. Up north, maybe not, but farther south, it's key.
Yeah, well, everywhere in the river, we've gone all the rivers from Oregon to Maine. We found the same benthic zones are in all of them. And if you ask a biologist, this is a funny thing. If you ask a fish biologist, you say, well, those benthic zones are only half an inch deep to let fly hatch and come out. Not so. We had to send tapes to the University of Michigan and the University of Minnesota for them to say, you're right. Those zones can be as deep as I've ever found them, about 12 inches. But most of them run about 4 to 8, and they hold the fish. I'm telling you, if you guys get out there, you fellas that are listening, or gals, get out there and fish offshore. And I find trolling is the best way to find them. If you're trolling with a spinbee, one of our tail spinner jigs, or one of these new flick flies, and the spinner stops working, you're right on bottom, you're trolling, that's hit a benthic zone. And now, I had the guys from Midwest Outdoors ask me, well, how do I mark it? And my GPS or what? I said, I'm 80-some years old, I don't use GPSs. I said, see that rock on that side of the shore, that stump over there? That's how I know where I'm at. That's where I come back to these zones.
You don't need much more in the river than your eyeballs and your common sense. Really.
Yeah, your eyeballs and a paddle that you can touch about. By the way, when the first time we found them, on Annie's underwater, we went out, and we were only 50 yards off shoreline, but the river was only 2 feet deeper. But it had these zones in it, and that's where the fish had gone to.
I know. Dan, how many years you've been fishing now? I know you've been in the tackle business how many years, too?
Oh, well, I've been in the tackle business since I was 6 years old. I started tying flies when I was six. I was tying commercially. You kids out there that are listening to this, I was tying flies for half a cent. I was 6, 7, 8 years old. That's how I made my spending money. And I told my grandchildren, I got a cent a fly. They said, nobody works for a cent a fly. I said, well, I didn't. I was happy to get it.
You grew up, I believe, if I remember right, up on Nipigon or someplace up there, right?
On the Nipigon River, northern Ontario. Yeah, that's where I grew up. I started guiding when I was 14, but that was my education on the rivers. I just love river fishing. So.
Dan, I know if anybody's looking for more information on your tackle again, where do they get a hold of you or find information?
Okay, Annie, I need you again on this.
A lot of area stores carry them, your local sporting goods stores. Here in town there are a couple, and then otherwise you can call us for information there. Again, on the toll-free number, 877-623-2099. Or you can also go on our website. If there's nobody in your area that carries our stuff, you can go on our website. It's just www.gapen.com. That's GAPEN.com.
And I know you can also get that brochure you're talking about these benthic zones. It's interesting.
We've had so many requests since we came out with the zone theories. The people have read about it or heard about it. We decided to make, we're in the process of printing right now as we speak. We're working on a new brochure to send to customers.
Dan, I appreciate it. You know, I've been a number of years since I don't remember when the last time I saw you was. It's hard to keep track in this business. I can remember back when I first got into this business many, many, many years ago. And I've been a guide for 37 years, so that's saying something right there. You know, this has been a lot of years, and we've seen so much advances in the fishing, but the sport is still the fact that we get a chance to get out there and enjoy the outdoors and enjoy the water.
Yes, that's the main thing. Go out and have fun.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on the radio here, and I'm sure our listeners out there will enjoy hearing you.
My honor.
Well, Art, you know, it's interesting listening to the man. I mean, he's a lot of experience, and if you ever get a chance, he's wrote a book, his life, how he wrote it. And the book is like about 2.5 inches, 3 inches thick. It's an incredible read. It's just a lot of interesting stuff. His parents came from up in Canada. He was up on, trying to think of the name of the lake up there, but he came there, and his parents lived in a little trapper shack up in the up northern Minnesota, up toward Grand Marais up that way.
People who have had that experience, who have lived there through the year, did not have the kind of comforts that we have today, and it was a lot different, believe me.
Oh yeah I know I've been there, done that. I don't know if Desmond's ever been that way.
Not quite.
Hey, I've lived without indoor plumbing. It's kind of a unique experience.
Yeah, you bet. But the point is, he's spent a lot of time on the river. We were talking about the river earlier. One of the big things that is happening right now is the weeds in the rivers are bigger right now. They weren't that big a month ago, 2 months ago. They keep growing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you got to look for weeds.
Yeah, well, you got wild rice, too. And I can see some parts of the Chippewa River, you got some wild rice beds and stuff. That's very difficult to fish in, but you can fish the edges of it.
That's right. I was talking to John Nitschke, who is lived on the lake for 33 years on Couderay, and he's seen a lot of weed growth in places that he hadn't seen the weed growth before. And he's kind of thinking some kind of change is occurring within our lake, and I think it is changing. Taking all the northerns out has helped our perch population, for example. He caught a largemouth bass 20 inches long on the center bars. Now, John, remember them? We never got fish like that.
No.
10-20 years ago. That's the other thing that's happening right now. He's doing very good on smallmouth, and he's catching them in the evening once again, and he's going with the worm, the slinky worm. You got to try it. If you don't try it, you're missing something.
You bet. And hunting seasons are fast coming up too, Desmond. We've got some of the first hunting seasons coming up here within just a few weeks. September 1st will be the first ones coming up, and then you've got the bow season and archery season, or the small game season and wild turkey season, all the 15th.
Yep, and this is, offering the female perspective on the show, this is just my quick warning to the lady hunters out there that as you're buying your gear, I certainly know how tempting it is to go for the pink. It's my favorite color, but make sure that you do a thorough comparison wherever you're at and that you ensure that any gear you're buying that's pink are targeted towards women, that they're not boosting up the price and not giving you the quality that's with the more gender neutral or male gear that you might see. It's there's some great pink gear out there, but there's also some stuff you need to watch out for.
You got any last minute things to add into the show here, Desmond?
One more thing I'd like to kind of put out there. We might mention this again. I came across a pretty cool thing called a Fishing Careers Workshop happening in late October, October 27th, to be exact. That's in Brainerd, Minnesota. It's a day-long conference with a lot of really, really great speakers. Alan Troy Lindner, Joel Nelson, Barb Carey, who's the president of Wisconsin Women Fish. They'll be there talking about different ways to actually build a career in the fishing and outdoor worlds that might not just be becoming a guide or working for the DNR, some more non-traditional job opportunities. If you want some information about that, we'll have it on our Facebook, and you can check out their website at mycampfish.com.
Interesting information. We're about out of time this week. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can get that show on our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast or to our YouTube channel. There's lots of interesting things up there, including some fishing tips and some videos. We're out of time for this week.
Have a good week. Think about the things that are out there that you might see this time of year, because those things are changing too. And birds, for example, there are a lot of changes in the bird flights right now.
You bet.
Yep, it's a wonderful time of year. Summer's great and fall's just as good.
And we'll see you all next week, folks.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.